episode 36 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Murray. My guest today is here to talk about relocating. And I'm not just talking about moving to another city, town, or state. She made the decision to move to an entirely different country. Listen today as my guest shares her journey as an immigrant and talks about some of the stigmas she experienced and how she overcame them. My guest today is here to talk about an important topic, but also a relevant topic right now, due to some things that are going on in the world, and I know where I'm living. So I'm going to turn it over to her and let her introduce herself and tell everyone a little bit about who she is and what she does. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been coming. And I'm so excited to be a part of this podcast. I love you, the name of your podcast, because we shouldn't be unapologetic for anything, right? My name is Tasha Gay Olson, newlywed. I just got married 7 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I have a podcast by the name of Immigrate. I'm also an upcoming motivational speaker. I am a business administrator by day. And yeah, I'm a lover of God, and everything I do revolve around Him.
Perfect. And also, to tie this into our conversation today, you are also an immigrant, correct?
Yes, I migrated to Canada 7 years ago.
Could you share a little bit about your story, how you ended up there, where you came there from, all of those fun details?
So 2015, I came to Canada. Mm-hmm. And I came on an exchange student program where as a university student in Jamaica, there's so much programs that you can go on in the summer and be a part of. And 2015, that year, I kind of said, hey, I want to be a part of this program. I will not call the program name, but it's a Christian program. And I came on the program and I was like, I loved it so much. I came back 2016. So I went home and I came back 2016. And then transitioning into 2016, I kind of started having conversation in my head, conversation around with my family, and be like, I think I want to migrate to Canada. And I think my mom laughed. Because they're like, what? What do you mean you want to migrate to Canada? And I was like, I see myself there, and I think it's something that I want to take on. And 2016, I came back, and I became a student. I was a student for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then, my journey was a very interesting one, because it wasn't a normal straight and narrow path. It was lots of ups and downs in terms of when it comes to getting into school. It was easy because I did that before I came. But in terms of staying into school and financially, it was something that was really my biggest thing. And one thing I like to tell people, that it's never the grass is never always green on the other side. It looks green, right? But it's never green. So that was one of the biggest shocker to me, because given that I came 2015, I thought that, everything will be okay. Everybody was like, yeah, it's fine. But when I actually lived here, and some days I went without food, right? Some days I find myself so lonely. And when culture shock hit me, it's like, what am I doing here? Yeah.
So I'm curious, and I'm sure other people probably are too, because I know sometimes when people think of immigrants, they have like a certain idea in their head about like why people come to a different country, why they decide to leave the country that they were living. And I know when we talked initially, we talked a lot about like some of the experiences that you went through and some of the stigmas that, you experienced being an immigrant in Canada. Can you talk about some of those and how that experience was? Like, was it easy? Was it difficult? What were some of the struggles that you had?
So as I mentioned, there was lots of culture shock, right? For example, one of the biggest one was school. I initially wanted to go to this particular university, and I started out to do a 4-year degree, and but one semester kind of the culture shock hit me. I cannot afford it, and I had to make a tough decision: is do I continue this university? And basically, because one of the things that I encounter as an international student at the time, I didn't have family here. And a lot of time, people who migrate here coming from school, they have somebody here, at least an aunt, a uncle, or someone. I did not have nobody. I did not know anyone more than friends. And so for me, the first semester for that year was so hard because I had to work before. And even though I worked, it wasn't enough money. So as an international student, you pay triple the local student pay. So, and when you're going to a 4-year degree, you're paying more than that because every semester you have to pay in full. And I can tell you, the first day of school, I never had that money. You know, and I started the school based on faith. I could remember living rental and all that. And I remember the lady I was living with at the time before entering the university. I had to say to her, you know what? I know I was living with her 2 months in advance. So I said I had work and everything. And I could remember one night when this lady told me, because I was working so much late hours. And she didn't like that. She didn't like the fact that I was coming in late at night and everything. And she told me one night I have to leave. And I could remember finishing my shift like 10 o'clock at night. And then because I take the bus, I'll get home like 12. And she was waiting, my stuff was waiting for me at the door.
Well.
And the only thing I could have said to her was like, can I go check? Because I lived in the basement at the time. I was paying her rent. We had the agreement. There was no healing treatment. But then she just couldn't comprehend that I was working that late. She thought I was doing something else. And yet I had to call a friend from church. And I don't want to get emotional because when I remember those stories, it touched this part of me. And I'm like, it's so hard for a young lady to go through that. And when you're doing something, you're not stealing. You're not doing prostitution, but you're literally want a better life. And for me, moving from Jamaica was kind of a bittersweet experience. I wanted a better life, and I came for safety reason too, because my sister and I never really get along as much. And I felt like if I live far enough from them or her, then perhaps my life will be safer, right? So it was some struggles like that. I mean, the semester went on, never find any job, and it was so hard because doing a full time, becoming a full, in Canada, you have to become a full time student, right? So it's a requirement, and you only get to work 20 hours a week. So if you have no one else helping you and you only have a job, there's absolutely no way you can juggle that.
Yeah, that
You
seems
can't
almost
juggle.
impossible.
It is impossible because you have the workload is so heavy because you're taking on like 5 courses, and then you want to try to slide that into work. And I realized that lifestyle in doing a 4-year degree couldn't have. So then I opt into doing a diploma, which was very hard because I went into something that I didn't really wanted to do. But I did it because I'm like, it's easier for me and it kind of will help me in the end run. Yeah.
I know, I can't imagine being somewhere. I mean, I travel, so I know what it's like to be in other countries and stuff like that, but I can't imagine living somewhere and not having anybody and then being put out on the street like that in the middle of the night. How scary that must be for someone to have to deal with that.
Scary is understatement. I was petrified because I was like, what have I done? And for the whole time, I kept blaming myself, but I kind of seen it coming because I was kind of looking for somewhere in the meantime, but I wasn't like, okay, I want to move. But I end up going somewhere and live. Thank God I didn't stay on the street. But I end up finding somewhere that night to stay, and then I eventually transitioned into renting somewhere. But again, that comes with a lot of things. I end up renting an apartment with the only boys, which was good because they were from my country. But in everything, safety was always a concern for me, right?
Yeah, of course.
We gotta be. I think some of the lessons that I've learned in that you have to be wise in the decision that you make, because
Yeah.
I end up one time got kidnapped. There was so much that happened to
Oh
me.
my gosh.
Yeah, and then and that kidnap happened only because of loneliness, right? You were so lonely that you want to find friends, and then people take those little moments and think that, okay, let me just ruin this girl life.
Wow, that's terrible. I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
Thank you, that's okay.
So to kind of go off of that a little bit more, I know, you mentioned some of the things that you experienced being an immigrant in Canada, but what do you think are some of the stigmas that society has related to immigrants and people who come to different countries from other places?
Well, that's a beautiful question because one my podcast, that's one of the things that I emphasize so much. And the stigma that comes in, like, you're rich right off the bat. The minute you move to a next country, you have money. Because I was told that a lot of times when I used to go to school, why are you doing here? If you don't have money, why are you studying in another country? Right? Or the other stigma is you must be wealthy. And I mean, I guess it still comes into rich, but you might have a family. Everything looks better. Everything will seems better. Your life is way better than you said in our. Why do you ever leave your country? So it's always that those stigma attached to it.
Which I think is a big thing that plays into that is misunderstanding and not really knowing the reasons why people do immigrate to different countries. Because for some, I mean, some people, sure, maybe they do have money and they're doing that for that reason. But then there's a whole bunch of other reasons. There's people who flee where they're living because of safety issues, or, there's wars going on and the government, like there's all sorts of different reasons why. So I love what you do with your podcast because talking about those things, it really helps people learn and understand and hear people's stories and perspectives on, why people come to different countries. It's not all for the same reasons. And, I mean,
No.
that's something that people really do need to understand because
Yeah.
just because one person may be doing it for this reason doesn't mean that everybody else is doing it for that same reason.
Right.
And yeah, so I think that's so important to, to have those conversations and share stories and, let people hear experiences from other people because it really can help open up their eyes and see
Yeah.
things differently.
Yeah. It's true. Because those stigmas can be detrimental. I could remember one semester, one teacher was like, why are you doing here if you don't have money? And I'm like, I am here because one, I belong here, and two, God will provide. And I think transitioning to later years, that was what my one thing was. If God put me here, which I 100% had believed at the time and still do believe that, he will provide. So every semester, it used to be a running joke. And they're like, oh, Tasha, God is gonna provide. I'm like, I'm not joking. It's true. And he always come through in the very minute. I this day
Beautiful.
I sit here, I don't owe any school any money.
That's
And
amazing.
it wasn't an easy thing. I'm not sitting here telling anybody that it was
Yeah.
something that is one of the things that it does affect your pride. It does affect your ego, and it does affect your self-esteem, right? Stress. It comes with everything, but
Absolutely.
I think I was doing something to create a generational wealth and breaking generational patterns in my family. And I will do it 100% all over again.
Yeah. That's so important for people to hear. Absolutely. So, if there was something that you would want someone listening to this interview to take away about immigrants and, you know, why someone would come to a different country or anything like that, what would it be?
Thank you for that. I think is do not let your fear hold you back. Do not let your family member hold you back. Do not let your own self hold you back. And I will just take I mean, I think the other two is self-explanatory, but the self part is where sometimes we tell ourselves that we don't deserve certain things because we haven't seen it done in our family, right? No one in my family has ever taken on this risk, right? I'm the first to make this big jump, right? And I always said that because I'm like, it was scary. I'm not sitting here and saying it was, as I said earlier, it was very scary. It was something that I could never imagine myself doing. And in the process, I had my mom calling me, asking if I want to come back home. I had people telling me I should come back home, but I would say to people, while you go through all that, just keep your struggles sometimes to yourself and tell them to only God. Because sometimes you don't want to hear from anybody else, because that one word that they say to you can change your whole life and just make you want to rethink everything that you have done. And as my story has ended, no, it's still going on and I'm still going through it, but I'm glad where it is right now. Because I'm married to one of the best men in the world, and I don't think I'll find him anywhere else, right? So the journey is bitter and sweet, but I enjoy every part of it. So I will tell them, stick to it. Don't ever give up because it will end up becoming sweet.
Yeah. And that's a great message for people to hear because most things in life aren't easy.
Right.
So sticking with something that's difficult is often very rewarding at the end. So that's a very important message to kind of reinforce to anyone who's listening to this episode. I kind of want to take that question another from another angle. And you mentioned what you would want someone who is an immigrant or considering doing that to know. What about somebody who isn't and doesn't have any experience with that? What's something that, somebody who is wondering about why people come to different countries and stuff like that, what is something that you would want them to take away from this interview?
I think is it's okay to want to know, but I think is one of the is educational. For me, is the handle of education. Be sympathetic, be gentle to people who immigrate. A lot of times I find people who don't have a clue with immigration, they're so judgmental and they have such a, I don't know if I'm answering your question, but
Yeah, no, you are.
I feel like they're so, oh, you're an immigrant? And then they have such a, sometimes they do have high expectation of you, but sometimes then they're like, they look down on you, right? So I'll say, just be gentle with that person. You never know what they're going through. And sometimes your sarcasm can mean make their day very badly. I could remember one time I was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher kept saying, why are you wasting your time? I said, what do you mean I'm wasting my time? The teacher was like, you think this is a joke? And I'm like, what do you mean? Because in my mind, I was like, it's not a joke. I am as serious as you are. I really want this education. And she was like, this is not a joke. You know, you should, do the immigration know that you're struggling like this? I said, what does that have to do with immigration? And I had to sat her down there and I'm like, I need this just as much as you do. And I'm going to prove to you that I'm going to finish. My GPA was 3.90
That's amazing.
when I graduated. And that lady came and pat me on my shoulder. And I said to her, I turned around and I said to her, my God did it, not me. Because I feel like sometimes people, they don't understand, so they say sarcasm or they say things probably to help you or probably to, they're genuinely meant how they feel. But yeah, I had, and the flip side to that, I do had people who didn't understand, but their words were so kind and everything. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
And
know if I answered your question, but
no, you did, because I think we talked when we first met about the situation that's going on here in my town, and how there are lots of immigrants here from all sorts of different countries right now, and there are so many people saying negative things about them being here, and it hurts to see that because you don't know their situation. You don't know what they're going through, what led them to come here. And it's a lot of judgment. It's a lot of misconceptions, misunderstanding, not knowing. So there's so much power in being kind and being gentle that I think people overlook. So you answered that question perfectly, because I do think across the board, people need to be kind, and they need to be gentle, and they need to be understanding of each other and each other's circumstances, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You could be in a situation where you need to do something that you never thought you would have to do before. You're in a
Exactly.
situation where
Exactly.
you always said, "Oh, well, I would never do that," and then here you are, and you're doing something completely different than what you said you would do in that situation. So that was a perfect answer.
It is because yeah, people are so and sometimes, oh, they come to take our jobs. No, we did not. We didn't come to take your jobs, right? We're here for the same opportunity like you want, and the same things that you want. You want your kids to have a better life, you want everything. And I always said that is like being immigrated is not just moving to a country, but it's in your mind too. You know what I mean?
No, I do. And I don't see how wanting better for yourself, for your family, for your children, how is that a bad thing? I don't understand why people think that that's such a terrible thing. It's just, it blows
It's
my
just a
mind,
negative. It's
honestly.
just a negative stigma that comes around to immigrating, and it all there. You know what I mean? I mean, there's so many stories we could go on and talk about how many people has immigrated and why they do it and all that. But I just know that I'm here for a reason, and I'm here for a special time, not a long time. And we all need to understand that when we see people, we don't know what they're going through. And if we can be very kind and gentle with them, I mean, judge them all you want, but don't say it. Keep it to yourself.
That's the key right there.
You know?
Because ultimately, I don't think we'll ever change the way, I mean, maybe we will, some people, the way they think, but you don't always have to speak on those thoughts and feelings. So, all right. So I am really big on inspirational quotes and messages. So I always ask my guests if they have a favorite one that they would like to share with the listeners. Do you have one?
I'm so spiritual based, sorry, but I'm
It's
not apologizing because of
okay.
that. But I'm like, there's this text that I love in the Bible that has kept me through my whole process here. And it's 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Is it says, God did not give you it whatever he, I'm paraphrasing, whatever he gave you, he's gonna give you a way to escape it. So if anything that he gives you to encounter, there's gonna be a way of escape. You know, and whatever is there, it's for you. It can't be for anyone else. And I always just love that text. And also, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So I never see anything that I cannot do. And it has been my motivation because I know anything I encounter and anything that I'm doing, God is going to give me a way. And this is my story and this is my journey. And He's going to give me a way to go through it.
I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you for
Thank you.
sharing. All right. So where can people find your podcast?
So right now I'm on Apple, I'm on Google, I am on Castbox. I don't even know what that is, but Spotify, I'm on Spotify too.
Okay, awesome. So
Yeah, you
lots of
just,
platforms.
yeah, and my name is Immigrate. So yeah, just the word Immigrate. Yeah. And then yeah, that's where people can find me, or on Instagram, my Eslop Love or Tasha Gay Olson. Yeah.
Awesome. So I will link all of that information in the show notes for this episode. So I have one last question for you. Because the name of my podcast is Unapologetically Overcoming, I would like to know, how do you show up in the world unapologetically?
That's a lovely quick, because I just started doing that like this year actually. That was one of my New Year thing. Breaking generational patterns and being authentic. That's the I'm very unapologetic about who I am these days. And I'm trying to let people understand it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be authentic. As I said earlier, people will talk, people will say stuff, but you being yourself is that's all you can do. I mean, my podcast, if you guys can hear, it's all me being myself, right? And if you just be yourself, you're so much at peace than trying to please someone else.
Love that.
Because that's a burden that it's so heavy.
Yeah, I mean, to try to be someone else, it's
Or try
heavy.
to please someone else,
Yeah.
it's a mental,
It's
I was that,
exhausting.
it is exhausting. Like trying to do something that someone wants you to do, it's like you're carrying a brick wall on your head.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for sharing your story, and your insight into things. And I hope that people check your podcast out because, like I said, I do really love the topic, and think it's so important for people, especially now, just with everything going on in the world, for people to really, listen and understand and, hear other people's stories. So thank you very much for all of that.
Thank you for having me, and I also love your podcast too. And thank you for doing what you're doing, because people need to show up unapologetic. We're tired. I hate it. I'm not hate it. I'm like, I don't like to see people apologizing for who they are, you know? We need to stop doing that. And your name is so fitting for now. You know, people need to understand that they don't need to be apologizing. You need to be your authentic self. And if the person around you cannot appreciate that, then they're not welcome in your circle.
Exactly.
So I love that for you. And thank you again for having me on your podcast.
You are very welcome. I'd like to thank Tasha again for joining me to talk about this important topic. I'd also like to remind the listeners that everyone's story related to immigration is not the same. Immigration doesn't always look like what we think it looks like, which is why it's so important to open our hearts and minds to all of the different stories that are out there. All of Tasha's info is linked in the show notes for today's episode. Thank you all for listening, and remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.